Hey, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you guys are doing well. I am doing fantastic. It has been a great couple of weeks. We got a great episode for you. If you didn't know, this past weekend, we celebrated the 3-year anniversary of the Big Red Express. And man, what a journey it has been. And we couldn't have been on this journey, and we would not be still going if it wasn't for you guys, the listeners. So first off, before I get started on this podcast, I have to say thank you to the listeners, to the supporters, and to everyone that has been along with me at any point in the last 3 years. It has been a true honor and a blessing to be able to give you this podcast every single week. I love doing it. It is so much fun for me, and I hope you guys enjoy it as well. We deliver guests like no one else can deliver. We get some exclusive interviews here on the Big Red Express. This week, we've got Christmas Abbott coming at you. She was on the podcast a couple of years ago. We met at the Atlantic Regional down in Atlanta that first year. But she returns to the podcast talking Big Brother, talking about her CrossFit future. Of course, her foot injury. Maybe, you know what? I'm just going to let her tell you all about that and what it means for her future and her kind of brand and things like that. But it was a great time chatting and catching up with Christmas. But before we get to that, I want to kind of give you some previews of what's coming up. Again, like I said, this is the 3rd year anniversary of the podcast, and it has been a great, great journey. So for that, we want to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road. They have been proud supporters of this podcast for so long. If you guys haven't checked them out already, you should. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, make the trip to Great Bridge and go check out Burrito Perdido. Go follow them on all the social media. They would love to have your support. Guys, man, it has been such a wild win last couple of weeks. As you guys know, I've been running for so many days today. I actually just finished day 107. If you guys did not catch my announcement yesterday on Facebook, I'm actually going to be starting to train for the Shamrock Half Marathon that is going to happen in Virginia Beach, Virginia in March. I'm going to be running for it with a good buddy of mine, PJ Costanza, and I'm excited to do that. I don't know how excited I am to train for it. I know it's going to be grueling. I have ran this race before. It'll be 5 years in March, so excited to kind of signify my 5 years since with another race and, of course, another milestone. Trying to get to 13.1 once again. I've been running a lot, so I just figured, you know, this is a great thing for me to do. Huge shout out to J&A Racing for hooking us up, man. It was honestly, I'm incredibly humbled by the support that we've been given over the last little bit. So huge shout out to them. Man, that's really the biggest thing that's going on for me right now. What else is going on? Next week, we got Ashley Hubbard from A-Hub Nutrition. I know a lot of you guys have been very interested in, a lot of you guys are her clients, have seen her at Superfit competitions or just at competitions around the Hampton Roads area or the Mid-Atlantic region as well. But we got her on the podcast. That's coming up next week. Right after that, the first episode in the month of November, we got Brenton Rogo, one of my fellow MCs. And of course, he is very big in nutrition, coaching, and things like that. He's a coach at CrossFit 417. But yeah, there's so much things going on, guys. Got a great lineup for the next couple of weeks. We're going to try to get some other big names, and we have a huge, 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 huge name that we are in talks with to get on the podcast before the end of 2017. So you guys will not, this is a guest that has never been on the podcast before, that has never talked, that we've never talked before. It's going to be the first time he's on the podcast. That's right. It's a he. You can start your speculations. Fire the rumor mills up. Who do I have coming on the podcast before the end of 2017? It is a CrossFit athlete, but that's all I'm going to tell you. More details to come. Keep it locked right here on the Big Red Express. Guys, go check us out on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. We are located on Instagram at big_red_express. Also, we're on Instagram, on Twitter, BigRedExpress01. And of course, don't forget, we are on, that's right, we are on Facebook. Just type in the Big Red Express. Go check us out on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. For every 50 reviews for that first 50. We're going to be giving out a free pair of Metcons or Nanos. For every 100 after that, we'll be giving out another free pair. So go check us out and give us a review and rate us on iTunes. This is the best way to kind of help us out, get the word, and spread it as well. All right, I know you are tired of me flabbing my gums. You guys are ready for the interview that has been waiting forever. I've been waiting for it for a while. I know you guys are waiting for it. I know I didn't start watching Big Brother until this past year because of Christmas Abbott. Here is Creepy Christmas, Christmas Abbott, joining the Big Red Express once again. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Red Express. Joining me on the phone right now is Christmas Abbott. Christmas, how are you? It's been a couple of years since we've chatted with you. You've had a lot going on. How are things going? And first off, how is your foot doing?
Well, hey Robbie, good to see you again or talk to you again. First, my foot is healing slowly. It hurts to walk, but I'm walking. So that is a big step forward.
Yeah, definitely. How have things been? I know you just obviously just got out of the Big Brother house not too long ago. How have things been since getting out? And really, and how long were you guys in there? Were you in there for? And how is it really adjusting to, I guess, the everyday normal life once you're out of the house?
Well, this Wednesday will be 3 weeks that I've been out.
Okay.
And this is the first week that I've felt like my feet are on the ground. I'm kind of clear-headed. I was in the house 92 days.
Wow.
And during that 92 days, I don't think a lot of people realize that, yes, we're watched 24/7, but we have zero information about, we don't get the news.
Right.
We don't get books. We don't get newspapers. We don't get pen and paper. We don't get music. And so it's really, it's intense. We are isolated 100%. You have 15 other people that are in the house and one person leaves every week. So you become very close with other people. You have this really unique shared experience with everybody that was in the house, whether or not you get along.
Right.
And there's this mutual understanding of all of us, but the adjustment coming out of the house was way different than I anticipated. And I took it pretty hard. It was unlike anything that I've ever experienced before. It was kind of just like getting released either from jail or getting released from being a captive.
Right.
And you don't realize it until afterwards. You're like, oh my gosh. So I had a hard time adjusting outside of the house, but luckily I had an amazing support structure. I had amazing friends and family. I leaned on what I knew was good for myself. So downtime, journaling, meditating, you know, just doing things that were healthy and, you know, heart-filled for myself.
Right.
And kind of being a little bit MIA on social media.
I'm sure that was, I mean, you are very active on social media. We'll talk about that just briefly, but how hard was that? I mean, obviously you guys are isolated from everything. You have a team that really deals and handles your social media. And I think a lot of people were confused about that. When you were put in the house, you know, your Instagram and your Twitter and all that stuff was still going crazy. People were still posting stuff. And I think for me personally, I had never really watched Big Brother until this season, mainly because you were on there. And so, you know, when I saw people posting, I was like, all right, how is this working? How is she still in the house and still posting on social media? And then I found out that I was like, okay, she must have people posting for her while she's in the house.
Yeah, I have an amazing team. So I do a lot of things and they keep up and I've mentored them. They see my vision. They know that, you know, I'm going to create magic, and they are an incredible team. So when I went in, we had a strategy and a game plan that they would post on my behalf.
Right.
And but also say, hey, look, this is her team, and not post as me.
For sure.
So I wanted people to know, but it was all in support of what I was doing. And, you know, I have a great team. Thanks, guys.
Talk to us about you had an injury while you were in the house. You had to go to the hospital, have all this things going on. When you were out of the house for a brief time, it wasn't that long, but how did they keep you away from everything else going on in the world? I know, you know, obviously when you're at a hospital or when you're at a medical facility, whatever the case may be, you know, you're exposed to everything else. And you being in a house that you're not exposed to anything, how was that? And how did, you know, I don't know if you can tell us, but how did they kind of keep you away from the mainstream?
So that, I love this question because people think that I got like a super great break, which it was not. It was really a nightmare. When I left the house for my surgery, I had, you know, they covered me up. I had a hat, sunglasses,
right.
My eyes were covered. I had, headphones on, with music so I could not hear anything that's going on. And I was obviously, you know, dressed in a disguise.
Definitely.
And I had somebody with me. I had a handler, so I didn't talk to anybody.
Okay.
When I saw my doctor, it was all about my foot. We never had any other conversation.
Okay.
And when I was in the hospital, I didn't, you know, I wasn't able to turn on the TV. The staff was told not to talk to me about anything other than the medical issue at hand.
Okay.
And I had somebody with me 24/7. Literally 24/7. We didn't talk about what was going on, you know?
Right.
So I was in and out. I mean, I was out and then back in as soon as possible. Unfortunately, right after my surgery, the surgery was a big deal. It was really, really difficult. So right after the surgery, I was not able to, get my pain management under control.
Right.
And people were like, oh, she broke her foot. No, I bombed my foot. That thing, like I have a fake bone. I have a donor bone, not a fake bone. Somebody else's bone in my foot. It's 4 plates, 10 screws, 2 pins, another surgery. So I had a hard time. So I had to be gone 2 nights instead of just one, but it was only because we couldn't get my pain management under control until a little bit later.
You say that you're completely, you know, really exercised from the outside world. You don't really have anything going on. You don't know. How do you guys keep yourself entertained? Obviously, you can only, you know, surround yourself with everyone so often. And I'm sure they're constantly doing, you know, the challenges and all that stuff. And it almost seems like you guys are in the house for a lot longer because they're, you know, you guys are on TV a couple times a week. So it seems like you guys are in there forever. But how, you know,
it felt like it
was. And I'm sure it feels like it was forever for you guys as well.
Yeah, it did.
How do you guys keep yourself entertained? You know, obviously you don't have TV, radio, anything like that. How do you in the house keep yourself entertained without going mentally crazy?
You do go crazy, but you go crazy in a different way. But we would play games, you know, we would play mobsters. I tried to get people to do improv.
Okay.
I ended up being the only one doing improv. you know, we talk, but you're also playing games. Like you're playing Big Brother. So you, even though you want to check out and like chill and relax and play these social games, you have to play the Big Brother game.
Definitely.
So that plays a big key role. And really it's just, you're talking, you're telling stories. You're doing anything, you know, we're scaring each other, pulling pranks on each other. It's a fun atmosphere, but like the boiling water and the frog explanation, you do kind of lose your mind in there.
Yeah.
You go crazy. But it's not obvious and it doesn't happen very quickly where, you know, slowly you just start to kind of cook and then you're kind of in it and you don't even know that you're so far in it. So for example, if you throw a frog into boiling water, it's going to jump out. So if you were to come into the house halfway through our, you know, at day 50, you'd be like, oh my God, they've lost their mind. They're all crazy. Get me out of here.
Right.
But if you put a frog in lukewarm water and slowly turn up the heat, it will stay in there until it cooks itself to death. So if you were to come in day one, you were slowly cooking your brain with us in the Big Brother house and you go crazy. You don't even realize it.
Right. How much of Big Brother did you watch before you actually went on the show? Just previous seasons. And did you really have a game plan, going into the Big Brother house?
Yeah, I had seen, 16, 17, 18
okay.
seasons and some earlier stuff, which didn't compare to the stuff now. I went in, you know, you have a strategy, but you have to be fluid with your strategy. You have to be able to pivot because you just don't know what's going to happen. I call it FIFO, fearing it, freaking out. And so going in, I was going to try, I knew I was going to be target for my physical ability, but I knew I was going to have to play a strong social game in order to kind of diffuse that and not be seen as such a threat.
Right.
And that's why I was like, I'm retired, all this other stuff, but they weren't having it. They saw right through that. And lucky, I mean, in a weird way, it was for the game. It was good that I broke my foot, but for my career, it's not so great. But you have a strategy in your mind and you get there and then that is just thrown out the door. You have to have a strategy in mind, but you also have to be able to pivot when you need to.
We're talking to Chris Miss Abbott from Big Brother 19, also a CrossFit and fitness health guru. Speaking of your career, obviously this foot injury is a big deal and a big shot to your career. How has been really coping with the injury and in your professional life in terms of, you know, the badass body diet and all that stuff? How has that affected you mentally, physically? Obviously the ramifications are very obvious physically, but how is that, and has it really set in that you may be limited for the rest of your life?
Oh, that's like a sucker punch right there. I didn't really think about it while I was in the house. So people were like, oh, you've had time to adjust. No, I've had almost 3 weeks. I've been out 2.5 weeks. The severity of the break is kind of setting in, and it's upsetting. It's upsetting because I will never be the same again. And this was a career breaking or career ending break. So I'm hoping, and my goal is that I get back to good, where I can run, jump, play, skip, hop as I want to in my daily life. If I get to compete later at another time in my life, then that's amazing. But this solidified my retirement from competition. Unless I have something miraculous happen with my recovery. But right now I'm just trying to walk. I'm keeping my spirits up because I'm getting a lot of messages from people that watched me stay in the Big Brother house and said, hey, look, this is what happened to me. Watching you persevere is really inspiring. And those messages right now are just singing to my heart because I am an athlete. I am a competitor. I do love pushing myself. And it's always been, how far can I push myself mentally and my body will follow? And now it's like, okay, my body is not following because I can't jump right now. And I'm hoping to have a full recovery. But, I'm also realistic and I want to make sure that I become well first. So I'm doing a lot of journaling. I'm reading a lot of amazing messages from the fans, which, believe it or not, guys, it really does lift my heart and help so much. So I appreciate it a lot. And I'm also trying to find different hobbies, things that will inspire me creatively, but also kind of fill a little bit of that void in my heart missing from competition.
Definitely. We were talking to Chris Miss Abbott, Big Brother star and CrossFit superstar, fitness superstar. You talk about, you know, the outcry on social media about just the messages that are lifting you up and getting you through the hard time. And I don't think that's ever going to stop. I think especially for someone like you that is so active, not only in the CrossFit community, but now on the mainstream, people are going to see your story and know that you're not going to give up no matter, you know, what the situation is, just because that's the type of person that you are. And I mean, we've only met a couple of times, but just from our conversations previously and the conversations that we're having now, like I can definitely see, and I see this as, you know, maybe a little bit of a step back, but in the long run, it is going to be incredible for your career and incredible and an inspiration for millions out there.
Well, thank you so much. I like to think that I've conditioned myself and trained myself to know that there is no limit to what I want to do. And when I decide to do something, I do it all the way. One of the big things that I advocate in my life, but also things that I expect when somebody is in my life, is to do what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. If you don't want to do it, don't say you're going to do it, but commit. If you say you're going to do it, commit to it follow through. And you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't do that. And I hope that people see that that's one thing that I believe in, and maybe they can start believing that in themselves.
Christmas, when you think about kind of what is, you know, I hate that we just come from, I mean, I guess a somber part of the interview, and I hate to even say that, but I think, you know, it is very uplifting. What is next for you? What is next for Christmas Abbott? What are you got on the horizon? I know you've probably got a lot of things. Do you have some more seminars that you're getting going? Obviously, you know, focusing on your foot and rehabbing that is very important right now, but what's next for Christmas?
Well, I have two projects that are getting ready to launch this fall, because you know I had something in the incubator before I left. and I'm really excited about this. One project I've been working on for the last year and a half or so, it's called Born Relentless. It's my supplement line.
Okay.
And we are going to production very soon. So that's probably going to be launched in the next 2 weeks. And then the other baby that I've been working on for the last 4.5 years is it's called CAN, Christmas Abbott Nutrition. And basically it's a very user-friendly but sophisticated program with that is education-based for online nutrition coaching. And no matter who you are, what you are, you sign up and we educate you on nutrition. We challenge you. We keep track for you. You get a grade. You get feedback. It's a really, really beautiful program that will be launching in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I believe. And I'm really excited about that. So between the workout program, the supplements, and then the online nutrition coaching, I believe that I have my trifecta to be able to create a really great package for anybody that wants to take it. And I'm hoping that with some of these, I can take some key things from these projects and start a corporate wellness program. That's my next big goal, is making it, instead of reaching the masses through my name, I want to go ahead and reach millions from the top down and use these proven concepts that are excellent to elicit results.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that and make sure we share with all our listeners and all your, you know, all your people that when that becomes available, we'll definitely keep our listeners up to date on that. Christmas, a couple more questions before we let you go. Do you see maybe a book in your future? This is kind of a, do you see it coming? Do you see, you know, maybe another book in your future about the life in the Big Brother house? I know you guys are obviously, you know, on camera 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through that the entire process. But, you know, from someone, your perspective, I think it would be cool for someone to either come out with like a book or some sort of blog post, kind of a longer blog post, obviously, you know, describing how things were from day one to the day that you leave.
You know, I believe there's another book in my future. I know that Big Brother will probably be a chapter or two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm really, really fortunate that I've been able to grab some lessons from this, and like big lessons.
Right.
Where going into the house, and this is me simplifying it because that's what I do. me going into the house, I was completely like, I was my brand 100%. Woke up, went to bed, all of my brand all day long. Like my life was Christmas Abbott life. And I love that. So don't get me wrong. Like that made me super happy. I'm passionate about it. There was never like me thinking the funk. But coming out of the house, during that time in the house, I felt like that was kind of stripped away from me. And I wanted more for myself. So coming out of the house, I love my brand, but I want more of me. And maybe some stuff that I don't share with the public.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, just doing things that entice creativity through me and give me a little bit more of a balance between work, which is my brand, and then my life and play. So I don't know, maybe there's something there that I'm exploring right now, and I've been journaling like a maniac.
Right.
And I think that it's important for, you know, we get into this cycle of career and work and providing for ourselves and our families and our loved ones, that sometimes we kind of lose a little bit of our nucleus. And I want to nourish and foster the relationship with myself again and go back to the magic Christmas that was inspired to create the Christmas Abbott brand.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, it definitely does. And well, Christmas, we appreciate the time. I know, obviously, you got a busy schedule, and I'm sure things haven't slowed down over the last few weeks, you know, just trying for you to get kind of reconnected to society. We're glad to have you back in society. I'm sure, you know, everyone was glad to have you in their homes twice a week when you were in the Big Brother house, but we're glad to have you back in the world. And thank you so much for taking some time and being back on the podcast, and we'll definitely have you on down the road again.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. I love chatting with you, and I'm sure I'll see you sooner than later.
Sounds good, Christmas. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.